It's been great here. The only problem is, if it was open winter, we'd probably survive it. It closes in a couple of days. Back on the street. I'm not going to survive another winter. I've only got one artery in my stump. I've got a slip disc. I ain't going to survive outside now. I know this is my last winter. You can smell death on yourself, you know.
That's John. He's been sleeping rough for years and it's taken its toll, both physically and emotionally. He's only got one arm and suffers with a severe back problem. For him, being inside here at the church at night is literally keeping him alive.
Do you know what it's like out there? Like hell. Purgatory, it's cold. The cold comes up through the concrete, you know, through the floor. Chills you so cold, you've never been so cold. It takes you all day to warm up, and then by the time you warm up, you're cold again. I'm sleeping in a door hole and somebody poured whiskey or something all over me and set fire to me, you know. Things like that's what you get. It's not even safe to skip on your own.
John's one of around 45 people in total to benefit from the shelter, with 15 places available every night.
The good people, the Christians, you feel safe. Feel safe, it's a safe place.
James has been sleeping here for 2 weeks and says there's something special about what's been created.
I feel safe in this place, and I don't think I'm a strong person, but I feel safe in this place, especially the fact that it's Christians, people who have hope and belief and faith.
Gerard Goshawk is one of the organisers here and says he's happy with how things have gone this year, but he says he didn't anticipate just how popular the shelter would be.
I think even we've been quite surprised by the number of people that we've actually had referred, and all of those people have actually managed to get in, but we've actually had 45 different people who have actually used this project, which is, to my mind, is quite a significant number over a period of 4 weeks.
Moving into the kitchen, and another volunteer, Louise, is helping to clear up after another busy night. She says there's a clear need for what the church is providing here.
Most of the hostel spaces in Nottingham are permanently filled. It's very, very difficult to get into hostels in Nottingham. Waiting lists are extremely long. And that leaves people with no choice, really, but to stay somewhere like here.
So with the shelter full to capacity every night, the need is obvious. But will it be back next year? Gerard is hopeful it will.
Well, we're going to have a full review of what we've done here. We're not taking anything for granted in terms of what we would do, but all of the feedback that I'm getting from everybody involved in the project is that we want to do it again. It's about getting a body of people together again who can do that. A small church such as ours, working together with other groups, that it can actually be achieved as well.
I've got a goal up because it's late.
Meanwhile, John is on his way out into the January day and facing up to the prospect of going back onto the streets at night. After a brief respite for him here at the church, now the outlook is bleak.
57 now. Oh no, I'm going to die this winter. Yeah? I don't really care. People here are beautiful people. Honest to God, you know. There's not one lad in here that's got a word against him. Everybody loves the staff in here. You know, they're beautiful people. I don't know where they come from. Without them, I'd have been dead already.